Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for November 16th to the 22nd, 2013. This week, the United Nations Council asserted the Palestinian rights to self-determination while Israeli attacks targeting the West Bank and Gaza continued. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. This week, Israeli troops used rubber-coated steel bullets, tear gas and sound bombs to suppress anti-wall and settlements protests organized at a number of West Bank villages. IMEMC's Iman Abid Rabu Bannoura reports.
On Friday, protests were organized in the central West Bank villages of Bel'in, Na'lin and Nabi Saleh, as well as Al-Ma'zara village, southern West Bank. In the villages of Bel'in and Na'lin, residents and their international and Israeli supporters managed to reach the Israeli wall built on lands taken from local farmers. Meanwhile, Israeli troops used tear gas and chemical water that generate bad smell to attack residents and their supporters before leaving the village of Nabi Saleh. Many civilians were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation fired by Israeli soldiers at all three locations. In addition, Israeli troops invaded the village of Nabi Saleh and fired tear gas inside residents' homes, causing many women and children to suffer effects of tear gas inhalation. Elsewhere at Al-Ma'sara village, southern West Bank, Israeli soldiers stopped the weekly anti-wall protest there at the village entrance. Soldiers forced people back into the village using rifle butts and batons to push people back. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Iman Abd Rabu Bannoura.
A United Nations Council has decided this week that Palestinians should attain their rights to self-determination. Meanwhile, the Palestinian Authority has shown willingness to continue peace talks with Israel. IMEMC's Ramil Mighari has more.
Majority of United Nations member states voted for a resolution by United Nations Council for Economic and Social Affairs. The Palestinians should attain the right to self-determination and that this right is a given inalienable one. Some other states, including Israel and United States, voted against it. Palestinian observing mission with the UN hailed the resolution and called on UN to help pressure Israel to halt illegal settlements building on occupied Palestinian territories. Self-determination is meant to give Palestinians right to a statehood on the occupied West Bank, East Jerusalem, and Gaza Strip. In the meantime, Palestinian negotiations team has been reformulated to include new members. This comes after the old team resigned over lack of progress in talks with Israel. Old top negotiator Saab Erekat remains in post. Palestinian Authority has further adhered to a 9-month negotiations with Israel based on US intervention in June 2013. And since then, no concrete progress has been observed. This week, an Israeli high court gave the Israeli government an ultimatum of 6 months to dismantle housing units erected on Palestinian lands in the occupied East Jerusalem. In the Gaza Strip, Palestinian Prime Minister of Hamas Ismail Haniyeh said on a Friday that Egypt-Gaza ties should go on and that relations with nearby Egypt are unshakable. Haniyeh's remarks come amidst severed Hamas-Egypt connections in the shadow of deadly events across the nearby Sinai Peninsula. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
This week, the Israeli army conducted 56 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and Gaza. During these attacks, Israeli troops kidnapped 58 Palestinians. IMEMC's Salam Kumsiya with the details.
This week, Israeli invasions and kidnappings were focused in the West Bank cities of Bethlehem, Hebron, Ramallah, and Jenin. Among those kidnapped this week, there were 11 children. Moreover, Israeli soldiers kidnapped a Palestinian mother and her 11-year-old child to force her other 17-year-old child to surrender to the army. On Sunday, dozens of Palestinians have been injured by Israeli gas bombs during clashes with Israeli soldiers who invaded Abu Dis town in occupied East Jerusalem. Local youth clashed with soldiers who invaded the town to install electric barbed wire fence at a section of the annexation wall that was recently breached by local youth last week. Soldiers attacked the local university and nearby high school, as local sources said. On Tuesday, Shamsiya al-Sharif, 60 years old, from Hawara town near Nablus city, was moved to hospital after sustaining moderate wounds due to being hit by a settler car. The assailant hit al-Sharif and fled the scene, as local sources reported. Earlier on Tuesday morning, near Nablus, a number of extremist Israeli settlers invaded Farata village, burned two cars, and wrote racist graffiti on walls. Later in the week, Israeli army forces and bulldozers invaded on Wednesday morning the village of Akraba, east of the northern West Bank city of Nablus, and leveled farm structures. Local sources said that the army bulldozers destroyed a water cistern and an animal shed owned by local farmers, while troops surrounded the area and forced residents away. In the Gaza Strip this week, Israeli warplanes and jet fighters attacked on Tuesday evening different parts of the Gaza Strip. Local sources reported that F-16 jet fighters targeted Khan Yunis town in the southern part of the Gaza Strip, in addition to areas in Gaza City. Earlier on Tuesday at dawn, Israeli Navy boats opened fire at a number of Palestinian fishing boats near the Gaza coast, causing damage but no injuries. For IMEMC News, this is Salam Kumsin.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for November 16th to the 22nd, 2013. From the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.